David said furthermore, as the Lord liveth, and the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. He says God will have to take care of him. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And David is acting upon that principle. Verse 11. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster, and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away. And no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awake, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Well, it wasn't difficult, I would say, because I do not think the protectors of Saul were too loyal to him. I think they were glad to get a little nap here. Verse 13, then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill afar off, a great space being between them. Now, David withdrew, but not to his man. He went around way over on the other side, and he got a safe distance where he could have gotten away. And David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who art thou that criest to the king? Now, very frankly, David, I think, is being very sarcastic here with Abner, who was the captain for Saul and should have been protecting him. And David said to Abner, art not thou a valiant man? And who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king thy lord. The thing's not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, you're worthy to die because you have not kept your master the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the cruse of water that was at his bolster. And Saul knew David's voice and said, is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, it's my voice, my lord, O king. And what actually happened here, as you can see, is that David is ridiculing Abner, the captain. And he says, why, the king could have been destroyed. He could have been slain. And they begin to look around at each other, and the king wakes up, and he was wondering what's happened. He says, look there and see where the spear is and the cruse of water. It's gone. And I think David held it up. And David said, look, I've got it. I could have slain him, but I did not. That's the important thing again. He did not slay the king. And what a wonderful attitude this was, you see. God is going to handle it as far as David is concerned. It's easy to criticize David, is it not, friends? But how many of us today are letting God handle our enemies? We are trying to take the thing in our own hands, and we're trying to answer them and trying to deal with them. God says, let me handle it, and you walk by faith. Trust me. God says you can trust me. And you're going to find out David could trust the Lord, because the Lord will take care of Saul in time. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Now we find here that David is becoming very much discouraged in this constantly running away.